extended interview with Brian Tamaki on our website and Facebook page. It is 9 minutes to six. Kia mo tonu mai. Stay with us. You're listening to Checkpoint on RNZ National. A landslide is blocking parts of the Wellington CBD and eight homes have been evacuated. Our reporter Kirsty Frame is there and she joins us now. Kia ora, Kirsty. Where exactly are you?
Kia ora, I'm just at the bottom of the terrace in central Wellington, at the bottom of the cordon where this large slip fell through at about 3 p.m. this afternoon. We only had about two homes that were evacuated, those that were closest to the slip. That's now been upgraded to eight, and I understand some of those homes and those families left on their own accord just because, you know, it's continuing to pelt down with rain here at the moment. There is concern that there is a large pine tree at the top of that slip that I think council engineers are starting to assess at the moment. So a lot of it is precautionary with those extra homes.
Can you see it, Kirsty? Can you see the actual slip and has it gone into backyards or what's the situation?
No, so the slip was an area of the terrace that was actually not residential. So it was sort of like a thoroughfare up to some homes that are up at the top of the hill. So there, a whole bunch of sort of shrubbery and trees have come down and it's completely taken out both lanes of the terrace. So it hasn't gone into any backyards and we can see that the house that's right on the edge of it is still intact. At least from the outside that we can see. It looks like it's getting sort of roughly cleaned up but somewhat at the moment. There's a lot of engineering assessments that are happening at the moment and a lot of personnel here. We've got watching police sort of have a chat to some people who I believe are going home tonight, put it that way.
Yeah, so is there any indication how long people are going to have to stay out of their houses?
No, nothing yet. Not until those assessments can be done. And I guess there is that concern for this pine tree that is quite large and at the top of the slip, especially with, you know, the bad weather that's forecasted in Wellington for the rest of the week. I guess time will tell.
So the public service message, Kirsty, what roads should people stay away from? Which part of the town?
People should avoid the terrace, although traffic doesn't look too bad at the moment. It is quite a busy street, but usually at the edge of the cordon. So traffic's not looking too bad. Maybe people already got the memo to avoid the area.
Thanks, Kirsty. That's Kirsty Frame joining us live from Wellington there. As she said, a landslip there has caused the evacuation of several homes. Police are employing more staff to process firearms licence applications.